Welcome back to our final segment of this weekend's Motherlode Views. We're joined in studio by Somerville High School Superintendent Michael Merrill. Superintendent Merrill, next thing I want to ask you about is the issue of vaping. You know, we've been hearing a lot about that at the high school level being a growing concern. Are you seeing an increase in vaping at Somerville as well?
Yes, we are seeing that, and I think it's something that we really need to take a real clear look at. I was just reading in the news last night, actually, that San Francisco has taken a bold step to get rid of vaping in public. So, and I'm not sure exactly how they're going to do that, but, you know, we're seeing a huge increase in this. And the hardest part for us, or for me to understand, is when you look at all the commercials and all of the sales techniques that are being used, it's geared toward our younger kids. And so we say we have a problem at high school, but it's happening even earlier than that. We're hearing about it in our elementary schools in the county as well. And it's one of those things that education can help, but there isn't a lot of research on all of the vaping issues yet, but it can be very dangerous.
Also want to ask you about, you know, school safety in general. You know, are there things that Somerville does throughout the year to help ensure that the school is as safe as possible for students?
We do have a full safety plan in place, and we've had the ALICE training from our county and local law enforcement officials. We do drills on our campus where we have law enforcement there so they can help us by looking and seeing, oh, you should work on this or work on that, so they can troubleshoot for us. But between fire drills, lockdown drills, escape drills, just trying to figure out, you know, students have to make some decisions in certain times, and teachers need to help them with, we're not just going to lock down and stay in place. It may be safer for us to evacuate, and that's part of that ALICE training. So, but our deputy principal, Steve Schweitzer, does a great job with making sure that we run through our drills and that teachers and students alike are informed on how best practices are done.
The other challenges that we haven't addressed yet in this show, what would you say are some other things that are top of mind and that you're concerned about as a superintendent?
I think there are several things. Number one, I look at our test scores, and I know that our focus needs to really be placed in the area of mathematics. Our students, and it's not just at Somerville, it's across the nation. Students are struggling with their mathematical skills, and specifically California standards have been ratcheted up yet again. And so students are expected, even in kindergarten, to know a lot more than we used to have students know. And it was implemented all at one time. So it just came down over the top of us. So it wasn't like it was phased in with one grade and then it's moving through. So we're all working on looking at what are our standards that we need to know for each grade level in each course, and what objectives are we making for the day, and then making an agenda to meet those objectives. And then at the end, before dismissing the students, have we met our objective? Have students actually learned? Are they able to know and do what we wanted them to know and do by the end of the period? So looking at our math scores, we have a lot of room for improvement. And so I'm glad to see that Tuolumne County has hired a new math coach. And it's one person for K-12. That's kind of the hard part, is that person's going to be spread very thin. But we're also reaching out to Debbie Williams in San Joaquin County. And then we have reached out to a gentleman in Tulare County as well, specific to math.
Are there issues surrounding mental health at the high school level that you're concerned about?
Yeah, I think that's something that we need to look at very, very closely. Our students suffer from a whole lot of different things over a lot of years of, you know, experiencing down economic times where families are really struggling. They may lose their home. That's high trauma time for them. Some students come from very supportive families and others are moving couch to couch. And so how do we help all the students that we have, students that are struggling with suicide issues? Those are very, very scary things, and we need to have trained professionals that we can refer students to when they need that. We certainly have our counseling staffs, but there's only so much that school-based counseling can do, and then we need to have more mental health support, either through behavioral health or I'm not sure what, but in rural areas, it's harder and harder to find mental health professionals.
Has suicide been a big issue locally among high school students?
There's discussion of it, and I know that our counselor, Kevin Winkepin, has worked with a number of students at Somerville who have talked about it. And if they're talking about it, they need some support in that realm. So you have to ask very pointed questions. You know, do you have a plan? And if so, what is your plan? And if they've thought about things, we need to get them more support.
Do some people tie that to isolation with social media and devices and that type of thing?
I think that can be. Generally, my own philosophy is people will say things through social media they wouldn't dare dream of saying to somebody else's face. At least I guess my heart wants to believe that. Mm-hmm. But there are things that are said through social media that are highly hurtful, bullying types of things, and then students may take action based on something that somebody has said or printed or however that word has gotten to them, can be very detrimental.
How does a school district kind of get their arms around that? Is just kind of a lot doing a lot of different variety of things?
I think the most important thing is if you know that one of your friends is struggling with something, say something. You see something, say something. It's true of drugs. It's true of harmful behaviors, whether it's to somebody else or to one's own person. As soon as we hear those things, we're going to put people in place to help support. But we don't know how to handle things that we don't know about. And sometimes that becomes the most difficult piece.
We've got just about a minute and a half left on this weekend's Motherload Views. Talked about a number of topics. Anything else that is keeping you busy these days?
Well, I think just getting prepared for the 19-20 school year. So, you know, there's master schedule building. I know our principal, Kellyn Dittler, is doing a great job with her team on building master schedule for next year, and students have registered for all their classes. So in the next month or so, we will be putting all those things together, finishing up any hiring that we have, and just getting ready for the excitement of the students back. It's kind of eerie on campus without anybody there. To be honest, it's not my favorite time when they're not there. I like the hubbub of the campus.
Does Somerville have any summer school throughout the summer months?
We do. We have credit recovery happening in two separate sessions for students to make up credits. And right now we have about 50 students that are working on credit recovery in one form or another.
Well, Superintendent Merrill, it's been a good conversation. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Again, we thank our guests on this weekend's Motherload Views, Superintendent Michael Merrill, who is with Somerville High School. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.